Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for spending this time with us. And you know, when I use the word us, it's because we are a community, even though we're spread by far distances. We might not know each other's names. God knows us, and we are His children. So I say, yeah, us, in anticipation that someday we can meet face to face. We've been going through this book, Seven Ways to Choose Healing by Stephen Arterburn, and we've interviewed him a couple of times on the show. I just love the little words of advice that he gives, some from his own experience, but all Bible-based. And today we're looking at the fourth way to choose healing. The title of this chapter is called Help Your Life. Reaching out for help is the fourth way to choose healing. You have discovered that healing is needed, and now it's time to go and get help. You will need courage to go get help. Not everyone will muster what's needed. That's one reason for this book. There is help right here. Although I encourage you to seek professional treatment in your area, the courage you need begins in your own mind. What God gave every man and woman in giving each of us a mind is without rival in all of creation. Our world is full of breathtaking realizations, all begun in the mind. Being courageous is but one of the many traits available to you, and the power of choice. But the mind is also a defective organ, often suppressing the courage you occasionally muster by convincing you that you don't need to reach out for help. What happens is, instead of going for help, you tell yourself you can figure everything out on your own. And that lie, coming straight from your own mind, takes you down the wrong road and away from healing. If you are able to gain the courage to get help, you should especially be grateful for the mind God has given you. Many people let their minds get them deeper and deeper into trouble before getting help. Pastors end up discredited, married men and women end up in affairs, women end up in abusive living situations, the brightest and smartest end up in prison, wealthy people end up evading taxes, and so on and so forth. The list of what the sick mind does to otherwise healthy people is endless. To avoid pain and agony that comes from listening to your sick mind, you need to get help. Does your sick mind need your attention? Don't wait. Greater harm comes from waiting. And a text that I like to add to this is from Proverbs 3, 5 to 7. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him and He will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. We'll talk about this more tomorrow. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for another day. Thank you for the opportunity to think about you and to pray to you and to pray with you and to listen to your small voice. Lord, there's many people that are suffering, and we pray for a young woman who just lost her mom and now her dad is sick. We pray for healing there and for comfort. I pray, Lord, for a young woman who had an aneurysm and the family made the decision to take her off life support. It's so much sorrow, Lord. Our collective hearts plead for you to come and to redeem us from this planet. I pray for our country, and I pray for the leaders as they make decisions on our behalf. And I praise you, Lord, too, for your sustaining power. And I praise you because you have given us a direct path to you. Thank you so much for hearing our prayers. Be with us during this show, Lord. All this I pray in thy holy name. Amen. Ta-da! Arts and crafts. I'm looking at this cute craft. It's a New York ball drop card where you take a paper plate and, you know, you can just squirt some of that glitter paint in it and then let your student take a spoon and smooth it around as much as possible. It goes better with something hard than with a paintbrush because the glitter paint's pretty thick. And sprinkle some confetti on it. Then you take and you make a slit in a piece of construction paper. Don't go all the way through the top or the bottom. A vertical slit. And you put a rather large tongue depressor stick or popsicle stick. And you put it in that slit so that the ball, the paper plate, which represents the ball, can go up and down. And then you can number on one side any amount of numbers. You might want to put your child's picture so that it's revealed on the other side and have the numbers on one side. Of course, you can go to my Pinterest site, this where the inspiration for this idea came from, and it's in the paper plate section. Well, often when I see a craft, I like to see or think of ways that I could adapt it. And so I might use this ball drop card for some type of behavior incentive. And I'll talk a little bit about that maybe in questions parents ask. But the neat thing about it is, you know, use your creativity and take all these crafts and make them your own. You might want to make it so that it just goes day by day. It could be some kind of a, you know, the ball could be moving up instead of down, and some kind of goal that you want to achieve. So you could really have fun, and yet you could take and adapt it. So go to my Pinterest site. It's mrgamblin2, and it's in the paper plate craft section. Just, you know, have fun learning. I know that we as educators learn more as we're preparing for our students than they probably learn. But have fun at it. Curriculum Corner. We talked about resetting our program, and I'd like to add some things from my understanding. I'd like to talk about the general structure of your homeschool. It really is up to you, but I'm here to tell you that you can have the best lesson plans, you can have the most creative, fun activities to do, but if you don't have a basic structure of your school, of your organization, of your homeschool, it can flounder quickly. Poor structure is one of the biggest causes for failure in anything that we do. So when I read these sad commentaries of mothers and fathers who are trying to homeschool and it's just not working, I often tell them, go back to the structure. What kind of structure fits your family best? Maybe it is getting up early in the morning, getting the work done, and then just playing the rest of the day, knowing that the kids will have free time, that you can go out, go on some family hikes, and just do some things that have nothing to do with academics. And in the long run, that structure might reap much further rewards for your family. You have to really look at your family culture. What are you comfortable doing? And how do your children behave themselves? It's very hard if you do not have a lot of self-disciplined children to all of a sudden make them self-disciplined in a homeschool situation. So you have to really look at that and look at what your structure is going to be. Look at it with intention. And then maybe you're an unschooling type of family. That's the kind of structure you're going to have. I'm not criticizing that. I just think you need to look at it with intention and plan it out. Plan out your controlled chaos if you want to call it. It's okay. It will actually give you some courage when things aren't going like they seem to be going in someone else's family or in someone else's school. So that's what we've talked about today in our Curriculum Corner. And tomorrow we're going to talk about the vision and the mission of your family. Well, we have to take a break right here, but when we come back, I've asked my executive producer, Michael Gamblin, to join me as we reminisce about God's Leading with the Homeschool Companion radio show. So we'll be right back.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com.
Welcome back. I'm Rose Gamblin, and with me today I have Michael Gamblin, my cohort in crime, as you might say. And we just wanted to look back and praise God for the leadings in our lives and with this show. And so welcome, Michael Gamblin.
Thank you so much.
You know, we have been doing this for a number of years, and I'm going to let Michael ask me the questions, and then I'll answer them.
Yes. Okay. So the first thing we want to know is, Dr. Gamblin, can you explain to us how Homeschool Companion came to be and basically give a little history of how long you've been doing it and just tell us a little bit about it, would you please?
Well, I think it was in 2008. I was driving along listening to radio because when you're in the car, you're kind of captive audience. And I was thinking how cool it would be to have a radio show dedicated to homeschoolers. At that point, there was about 11 million families in the United States that were homeschooling. And so it seemed appropriate that they might listen to radio even more than watch TV. And so the initial show was just that. It was like, okay, we're going to do something that homeschoolers like. Well, I needed to find someone who would host it and who could develop content. And so I went to Charles Mills, and he agreed that he would host it. And then he said that he would connect me to Life Talk Radio. And so I contacted them. But then we hit one hurdle after the next. I was working at the time at the Review and Herald, and I thought, you know, Homeschool Companion could also be a way that they could promote their books. They had a lot of curriculum products. They had a lot of children's books. We were looking at the history of where we came from, and I think we left off where the Adventist Media Center was taking us over, and we could continue, they said, if we would produce the shows ourselves. So that took us to a new level of figuring out equipment, and we had about a week to do it. We never stopped having shows going, but you see, they were going from live, supposedly somebody at the Life Talk studio, when they were switching over, inadvertently erased all of our shows, and maybe all of some of the other shows too. So we didn't have the resource of what we had done for the 2 years. We had to pull together, and we had to come up with a show, and it had to be within days. We had 1 week.
Yeah. To begin with, it was a one-hour program live on air, okay? When they took it over, they said, okay, we can't do that now. You're going to have to go to a pre-recorded. So that's a whole nother set of, you know, things you have to learn. But plus they cut us down to a half-hour program. So
yes. And so we were doing both. We didn't want to leave out those that were involved in traditional education. So 1 year after starting Homeschool Companion, we launched in 2009 Education Currents. And then that show was to air during drive time in the evening, and Homeschool Companion was to air during the daytime. And that worked out pretty well for a while. We would have, you know, we had a more controversial subjects that we talked about. We definitely were still promoting the idea that if you could homeschool your child, that was the best. You know, that was the Edenic in Eden. That was the way they had, God had set up the education of children, was to be educated by your parents. And so our look at education currents was a little with a critical eye. We were looking at issues in public school that would help cement maybe a family's decision to homeschool their children. But with that, we hit quite a bit of flack, and people were not happy when we would criticize something about public schools. So we did, you know, modify our approach, and we looked more at what you should look at in your public school, because some parents do not have an option. They just can't homeschool their children, and some children don't do well with being homeschooled. And so we took that into consideration, and now we were looking at, you know, what's the best time to start your child in school, and what you should look at for a good school, and school choice, and private school, and if you had special needs, what you should be looking at for helping your child as much as possible. So as we went through that content, Michael Gamblin became an expert at catching our voices and making us sound as intelligent as possible. I would just like...
You are intelligent, but yes, there's a way you can record and modify the speech so it all sounds intelligent. The biggest one is...
Yeah, I wondered if you have an estimation on how many you have edited out of these shows.
Oh, there is no way that I could count, because of the fact there are some people that use that as they form their next sentence. It just comes out of their mouth. So I have to literally cut out minutes out of a show before of just ums. And then sometimes you don't have any at all, just occasional here and there. So it is an interesting thing when you listen to a person's speech.
You know, I thought I thought some people don't do but then they have pregnant pauses.
That's hilarious. We was doing an interview down in Nashville, Tennessee, and Dr. Richard Tooley was helping us with those interviews. And he is the one that has long thought patterns and quiet time as he talks. And so we had a guy that we were interviewing, and at this point, I can't remember the gentleman's name. But he sat there, kicked off his shoes, propped his feet up, and I said, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm waiting for his pregnant pauses." I said, "What do you mean?" He says, "I'm waiting for it to be delivered."
You know, I wish I had a list here of all the people that we have interviewed that really stand out. And we'll talk about them maybe.
We have got hundreds of people that we have interviewed over these, what, almost 14 years now?
Yeah, maybe we can talk about that tomorrow. But as we continue our journey, you know, Adventist Media Center, we did go out there and meet the people, but it was not a business model that was sustainable. They quickly found out that they could not afford to air our shows. They couldn't afford to air Life Talk. They couldn't afford to have Life Talk Network. So they decided that they were probably going to do away with it. And a lot of the conferences, the people came, and they came to the headquarters here in D.C., and they said, we can't do away with Life Talk. You have to find out a way to keep it, because we have so many people that listen to the programming on Life Talk, and they, you know, eventually come to our churches, you know, so you might not see the fruits of your labor, but we do. So the NAD took over Life Talk Radio, and we were able to continue on. You know, it's just an interesting to note that Life Talk Radio began in Yakima, Washington, by he really isn't a blood uncle, but he was the brother to one of my uncles through marriage. So I grew up with him, named Paul Moore. He began Life Talk Radio, and the idea was that you just would have talk. You wouldn't have to pay for music. You would just have talk all day long. And so it was interesting. We interviewed him a while ago on the history. The history goes much further back for the network. Our show is just a little tiny segment of what they do. And our show is designed that any network doesn't have to be affiliated with any denomination. Our show is designed to spread the good news of Jesus, but in an education format. So that being said, we now had gone through a second corporate change, and we didn't know if the North American division would continue to air us. And that being said, tell us a little bit about the financial setup for our show, Homeschool Companion. Okay, maybe not.
Well, we are just what you would call a little mom and pop shop here. We have very few people working for us. We've incorporated, we've done different stuff just for the legal purposes of it and everything. But Dr. Gamblin takes and she does the interview. I'm the executive producer, and I do all the work on that. And we have some other people that help with us doing interviews. We pay for everything out of our own pocket.
And you know, that is why when I left the review, I thought I would make this a full-time job. And I really worked at it. I didn't know what I was doing again. And I want to close the show with the idea that God will call you to do things that you do not know what you're
doing.
That
is for sure.
We still to this day claim ignorance on so many levels. We don't know how to market the show or monetize it. We don't know how to really communicate with people who might want to become patrons. And that being said, I get great comfort from the Bible, because the Bible talks about all of these people who really felt inadequate. Like Moses said, I can't speak. And Isaiah is going, Lord, you want me to go around practically naked for 3 years? I mean, some version says he went around naked, but we know he just had on basically his undergarments. And Hosea, who was supposed to go out and marry a prostitute, you know, why, Lord? Why do you want me to do this? What kind of message? And, you know, it really isn't for us to ask why. God has given us this opportunity. And through many hurdles, he kept providing the opportunity. So that should give all of us courage when sometimes we feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit. And in our feeble mind, we cannot figure out, Lord, why would you want me to do that? And we just have to trust that God is leading us every step of the way. If we just pray and move forward, he will direct our paths. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And with that, we have one last thing to say.
And that is,
God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.